Arizona lost more than 300,000 jobs in the Great Recession, and economists say it'll probably be another couple of years before the state gets them all back. But Moody's Analytics, a national firm, predicts Arizona will have the second highest rate of job growth in the country this year, behind only North Dakota and its booming oil industry. But Lee McFeeters isn't so sure about that. He's a research professor at the W.P. Carey School of Business at ASU and says Arizona will add jobs this year, just not as many as Moody's thinks.
We expect to see a continuation of the industries that have done pretty well in the second half of 2013 as we go on into 2014. The fastest growth is going to be in construction, and related to that in some ways is finance. That will probably be one of the fastest growing states for financial services.
Moody's Analytics put out a report that looked at job growth among the states, and it says that Arizona will have a job growth rate about 3% this year and ranked Arizona second for the rate for job growth in the country behind only North Dakota. What do you make of that?
The big picture for the last three or four decades has been that the Southeast and the West have been the leading regions for job growth. And in the recession, that all just slowed down, and now we're seeing that come back. What we expect to see is a continuation of that. That is, I would be surprised if Arizona ranked second, but I think Arizona will definitely be in your top 10 growth states. But we're expecting to see Florida, where construction growth is actually stronger than in Arizona. We're expecting to see Texas right in that top five. I don't expect, frankly, personally, to see Arizona in the number two slot. We'll definitely be in the top 10.
Well, you mentioned Texas, and Moody's has Texas ranked number three. But I think, sort of to your point, it's kind of interesting that in Arizona, which is ranked number two in this report, Moody's looks for the state to add about 77,000 jobs in 2014. Texas, which is ranked number three, is expected to add more than 307,000 jobs this year. So I guess when you're looking at raw number versus the rate, you kind of have to make sure you're comparing apples to apples.
Absolutely. You're large states, California, Texas, and Florida, those are perennially the states that create the most jobs. When you're looking at the rate of growth, you have to consider the base. That's why North Dakota is always there, as in the past 4 or 5 years has always been among the leading growth states. But I think that as we go on into 2014, we would have to see, I think, a tremendous surge in Arizona job growth to get 70,000 jobs. When the final numbers are in for 2013, I think it's going to be about 50,000 jobs that we've added. And I think that the consensus going into 2014 among the 20 or so Arizona forecasters that we work with, that consensus I think is going to be much closer to 60,000. And I think certainly 70,000 would be welcome, but you know, we just don't right now have the population growth and the overall industry by industry growth that would generate 70,000 jobs. I just don't see it.
Lee McFeeters with the W.P. Carey School of Business at ASU. Thanks so much.
Okay, Mark. Thank you.